You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
The Cold War, the fall of communism. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. Remember those famous words from Ronald Reagan? Well, today you're going to talk to a man who grew up right in the middle of all that in the Ukraine. And he has seen communism up front, and he is a pastor. Remarkable conversion story, remarkable ministry, a seminary in the middle of Ukraine. And the guy who introduced him to Truth Talk Weekend is Stu Epperson, is right here with me. I got to welcome Elise. I got to welcome Scott Reed. God bless you guys. Thanks for coming on today and visiting with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stu, for having us.
Well, what a treat to meet this guy. You've been working on this seminary. We've talked to you before. We've had other of your colleagues on. He's doing it. He's over there. But when you started this seminary, there were how many, and how many are there now? Tell everyone what God has done, Scott. Talk right into that mic.
It's a wonderful story. The Ukrainian Baptist Theological Seminary, which is an evangelical seminary, has a long history of being a Bible college with 35 students enrolled in 2013. Today, God has blessed it with over 700 students.
Wow.
Just miraculous growth. And they're training young men and women to go, the men to be preachers, church planters, and just spreading the gospel throughout the Ukraine. Many of them are coming from the east, which is war-torn. The Russians have taken it over. They've destroyed churches. They've persecuted Christians. And these people have come to Lviv, Ukraine, which is in the western part of the Ukraine, to the seminary to learn God's word.
So you're going to get the uncensored of what's really going on in this Russian-Ukrainian dispute and this undeclared war from a man who is right in the middle of it, Elise Pronin, Chronicles of Undeclared War. You're getting it right now on the Truth Talk Weekend podcast and broadcast, and you're going to hear things today that you probably may not have heard in the media. You're not going to hear it, you know, in general, maybe even on social channels, but this is the real stuff. And Elise, you were right in the middle of this, huh?
Yes.
This is right where you live, where you grew up. Tell everyone a little bit about who is Elise Pronin.
I was born in 1978. I was born in completely atheistic family. My grandfather was strong and committed communist. Mm. And we did not have Bible in our home. We did not go to the church. We did not pray, and we did not talk about God. And everything changed when we got religious freedom. Mm. And 1991, Ukraine became independent country. And first time I heard about God from my mom. Mm. She accepted Christ through the ministry of international missionaries, and she started talk with us about God, and she was inviting us to the church, and she was praying for us, and through her testimony all my family became believers, and even my grandfather, communism, he became a Christian too.
What was it like to convert from communism, which is effectively atheism,
right?
Socialism has all those things with it, into becoming a born-again Christian?
Probably for older people, it was a little bit different process. But when my mom accepted Christ, I was 15 years old, teenager, wild and crazy and stupid. And I thought, God, if God is real, it's something for older people. And I believed in this world so many cool things like alcohol or drugs or girls or money, and all these things can bring happiness into my life. And that was my belief. That was my way of like to live. And 3 years I tried to do all kind of things, and finally I was completely destroyed and disappointed and addicted, it was dead end, and I just decided to try to find exit, and I just tried to ask God to help me with all my like my troubles. And in this way, I just repented, and I just asked God, please change me, change my life, help me to understand sense of my life, and that's what happened with me.
Wow. And so did you ever think that as a teenager receiving Christ and going through all that, from communism to Christianity, that you'd be a pastor and that you'd be leading one of the largest seminaries ever in the history of the Ukraine?
No. I did not think in this way. And everything what I could see in my life further, I mean, it was like a big miracle from the Lord.
That is something else. So Ukraine, Russia, communism, so many things going on there. This Cold War between, of course, us and the Soviet Union here, you know, us in America versus the Soviet Union. But then there's a war, and you call it the Chronicles of an Undeclared War. Can you explain to our listeners, because so many folks, we have missionaries, pastors, leaders from all over the world on this program, because there's 2 billion people on the planet who've never heard the gospel. And there are thousands of people in your homeland that you're still trying to reach, and we want to help you do it. We just put a thumbtack in our conference room right in the middle of the Ukraine, thanks to Scott here, and he got a picture of it, to tell people that we are now engaged in that area through this show and through this man of God who we want to tell everyone to support this. But tell us a little bit about this Chronicles of an Undeclared War.
Well, before 2014, my life, I can say, was perfect. I had family, we owned business, I was pastor in the largest church in Lugansk region, and I was really, really happy, and I was really satisfied by my life. But as you know, spring 2014, Putin annexed and he took part of southern part of Ukraine, Crimea, and at the same time, he occupied eastern part of Ukraine, and we lived at the eastern part of Ukraine, just probably 40-50 miles from the border from Russia.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Really close.
So you were in the war zone, as it were.
Yes. And in this way, I could see everything. I mean, what does war mean in reality? We were staying there. We tried to help people in the war zone. We were involved in evacuation of the people, organized several refugees camps nearby war zone, and that was like our ministry. And I mean, Chronicles of Undeclared War, because all world around us, and I mean, people just worry about that, or people just heard something about that. And Russia would say there is no war in Ukraine, right. There is no Russian military in Ukraine, but in reality, I experienced real war, and many people, they died, and almost all my hometown was destroyed by bombing, and that was a real war, and I really wanted to share this experience with people around all the world, and I wrote this book, and it's available through Amazon for people could read and know the truth about what's going on in my country.
Yeah, that's something else. You know, this brochure is quite graphic. And by the way, we were honored to have you as a special guest at Wednesday in the Word, our men's group. We get together every Wednesday at a Dario, which is a great restaurant, you know, group in North Carolina, and we go through the Bible. And you got up. We don't normally have speakers, but what a testimony, you know. So you got up and shared it. Everyone got. And I'm looking at this brochure. This is not just an ordinary brochure. You know, some of these brochures are just like sales pitches, right? This has got a picture of the church before the war, Brother Alisi, and a picture of the church after the war.
Right.
Just tattered. I mean, so basically, Putin and his guys just started bombing you guys, just throwing these
and
big bombs and shrapnel and guns.
Not only bomb, but I mean, it was really tough and difficult time for Christians, because it was time of, and it's still going on, time of persecutions.
Yeah.
They asked us to, and personally, I had a meeting with leader of that group, Russian-like separatists, and they asked us to support them. And they asked me publicly to tell about to tell people about our support. But of course, I did not want to do it because it was wrong. And when I rejected, they started persecute us, and they promised kill like my people from the church, and they promised burn down our church building. Wow. And that picture you could see, that's our church building and burned out by Russian troops.
Just unbelievable, tragic. Yeah. And the price that Christians pay in other parts of the world just to follow Jesus, and they get stronger, and they've rebuilt, and we're going to hear about how they rebuilt and how they've grown this seminary, the Union Baptist Theological Seminary, out of the ashes of this devastating undeclared war from Russia. More on the inside of that, more of this man's testimony, more on the Ukraine and what God's doing there and all over Russia with my special guest when we come back. The podcast will keep rolling through. We'll make it one big podcast here, okay? Well, not that big, but the broadcast is going to take a break. We've got wonderful radio affiliates all over the country, the Wilkins Radio Group and others that carry this program that I know are being encouraged by this. Learn more at truthnetwork.com, or you can find out more at my Stu Epperson Facebook page. We're going to follow each other on Instagram and on Twitter. But stay tuned, folks. More of this man's testimony. Wait till you hear about this seminary and how you can get on an airplane and go to the Ukraine and be used by God, or you can get on your knees and be used maybe even more through the power of prayer. Hang on, more coming up on Truth Talk Weekend. We're heading to the Ukraine today, and I'm with two men of God who, one of these guys has been working me hard for the last decade or so to go over there, him and Uncle Dennis and everybody, to the Ukraine, to all these things you're doing with business people. Scott Reed, you're doing things with all kinds of churches, and then this Ukrainian Baptist Theological Seminary. I mean, what could be more powerful? What could be more plausible than to support an institution that is equipping men and women in the Word of God to counsel people that are stuck on, hooked on vodka, hooked on the opioids? It's happening over there too. And they're stuck in life and they have no hope and they were in atheism. And Scott Reed, suddenly they walk by Elise's church or they walk by the Ukrainian Baptist Theological Seminary. And what happens?
Well, they hopefully fall in love with it, as my wife Pam and I have. And they want to go, and they want to learn about their Father and about Jesus Christ. Mm. And they want to go and share it. The seminary trains pastors, church planters, worship leaders. They have some very talented musical individuals that go to school there to lead worship. It's a wonderful, they do women's ministry. And our wives, my wife and others, are involved in helping them with expanding the women's ministry. And again, God just keeps blessing it and blessing it. Matter of fact, they've far outgrown their facilities, and we're in the midst of raising money to help them expand and have enough room to teach and to house and to feed these 700 students that they now have.
Wow.
So it's a fun ministry, Stu.
Okay, and this guy right here, Elise Pronin. It's only taken me like 6 hours to get his name right, but I finally got it, Elise. God bless you, man.
Thank you.
Wave to my Gram fam, because we are on Instagram Live right there.
Hello.
Unbelievable. And we've got Scott Reed, who introduced us to each other. He brought you to Wednesday in the Word this morning, right, Scott?
Yes, fun.
And then Elise wrote this book, Chronicles of Undeclared War. You testified earlier about how you got saved. You were in communism.
Right.
And so mom got saved, and then what happened after that?
And after my mom accepted Christ, she joined Baptist Church, and she started work with us. She was praying for us, and she was inviting us to the church services, and she was sharing with us pastors' like sermons. And through her testimony, all my family became Christians, and even grandfather, communist, he became a Christian too.
Wow. So saved out of communism, he came to Wednesday in the Word this morning and shared a testimony that was tremendous. Another time on another station, we have listeners all over the world. They listen to the Truth Truth Talk Weekend podcast as well, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And we are live on Instagram right now. My daughter Hope just joined, so she's hearing your story as we speak right there. Hey, Hope, and everyone else. And you're on Instagram as well.
Yes.
So just your name, yes. Elise, E-L-I-S-E-Y underscore Pronin, right. P-R-O-N-I-N, right?
Right.
And so what we're doing, we're talking to this guy. Now, you guys want to know what really happened in the Ukraine. What really happened in, was it 2013?
Yeah, 2014.
Yep. Everything was rolling well for you.
Oh, yeah, very well. Yep. I was pastor in the largest church, and I was owner of a big business in our city. And our family, we were doing really good, really well. But 2014, war came into our reality, and war destroyed almost everything.
So everyone look at that right there. There's the church before. Scott pointed out, since I'm holding both my phone and my, point out the church before the war, Scott. Before the war, see that nice church?
This
very
is an
large church.
Easter celebration that Easter, is leading.
How about that? And then the church after the war. The bombs, the Russians, Putin, they just came down and shellacked you guys. And people were killed, and they told you they were going to kill you if you don't, you know, reject Christ and get in line, right? If basically.
They asked us to support them, or the same way as Orthodox Church supports Putin, they expected from us.
Yeah, wow.
But, yeah.
So this may not be the most popular thing to talk about, you know, on podcasting, on radio, on Instagram, but the fact is there are 45 plus million people in the Ukraine. And these are people that need Jesus. And that's why you're here and you're here. And our awesome studio audience is here. We're going to talk to these guys in a second, too, about their amazing ministry and their challenge that's going on. That's why you wrote this book, The Chronicles of an Undeclared War. It's got your testimony. So it's a Christian book. It's got your testimony. It's got about the church.
Right.
But tell everyone what's happening with this amazing seminary, the Ukrainian Baptist Seminary. I'm going to put the camera right back on you, sir. Tell us what's going on with that.
New president, he has built a new team, and he got completely new vision. And we have really simple vision. Our vision, it's not about us. We really want to help local churches to grow through baptism and discipleship. And through our new vision and through our new methods, work with our students, seminary started to grow and is still growing. And 2013, seminary had just 35 students. But now we have 700 of them.
700 students.
It's really exciting to spread our vision across all country, Ukraine, and also our missionaries from International Mission Faculty. They do ministry in 16 different countries, and we able to share gospel and share our vision, Ukraine and many other countries around us.
Wow. So this guy here with me, Scott Reed, you know, Scott, you're supposed to be retiring and chasing the little white ball. What are you doing going to Ukraine? What are you doing trying to build a seminary, man? You got some answers to tackle here, buddy.
Well,
supposed to be comfortable, man. The American dream.
I have a tremendous slice on my drive, and it went from Pinehurst all the way to the Ukraine. And so I'm still chasing the ball. It just happens to be over there.
That's awesome. But no, I love what this guy's been a real mentor and friend to me, and he's been a friend of Christian Radio as long as I've known him and been to church with him and everything. And effectively, Scott, God's called you to help him, right? To reach the Ukraine with the gospel. And the cool thing about a seminary that teaches the Word of God, that honors Christ and his gospel and teaches evangelism, is it's a multiplying thing. You're training more guys like him to go out and change the world for Christ, right?
Very much so, Stu. I go over and with other men and women, and we teach business people, men and women, good business course. But then we share the gospel with them. We share our lives. We share our testimonies, and we obviously share the gospel with them. In doing that, when we went to Lviv, we went to visit a seminary. And we met the president, Slavik Pease, and we fell in love with it. And we now go all the time. We've given money. We've given resources. We met Elise at the seminary.
How about that?
And we said, we got to have him come over here and tell
the
story.
That is so cool. Okay, so I'm going to go back to Elise. Elise, we're almost out of time. Jasper, look at that in there. This is real radio here. Jasper, hey, wave to everybody. And hold up the sign. He's telling me we got a minute left, which means you have a minute, Elise, to tell us, first of all, before you do, thank you for your testimony. Thank you for standing up for Christ.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding firm to the truth, all the suffering and persecution and the war that's fallen upon you. Tell our listeners how they can pray for you. Obviously, they can get your book, Chronicles of an Undeclared War.
Please.
They can find it on the gram. They can find it on Facebook. How do we pray for you, my friend?
pray for Ukraine, for elections, what's going on right now in our country. Please pray for religious freedom, for we could continue to share gospel with all people. Please pray for the ministry of Ukrainian Baptist Theological Seminary, for we could equip new leaders and they could reach our country for Christ.
Amen. I'm putting the little screen up here. 42 million plus population of Ukraine, 123,000 on the in the Baptist Union. That's 3% of the population, 0.3%.
And it's still war going on. Please pray for peace.
Okay, pray for peace. Pray for that country. And go over there with these guys. Scott, yes. I'd love to take you.
Come and see.
Yeah,
come
inbox
and teach.
Me, friends.
Come and be partners with us.
Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for being on Truth Talk Weekend. What a treat. The podcast is coming out soon. Share this with everybody. Pray for Ukraine. You know, we get so selfish. We get so absorbed. We don't realize that there's millions of people on the other side of the world that have never heard the glorious name of Jesus. So, yeah, my problem's big. But you know what? One of my problems is not that I'm heading to hell right now because Jesus saved a wretch like me.
Right.
But there's millions who've never heard this good news. That's, who are we telling about? Jesus. You know, and who are you? Which one is you are getting bombed and persecuted? Thanks for being on, guys.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much, too.